Hello and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the AeroVenus Max Sex Doll Heads. Also, this is an introduction to the new Max series from AeroVenus, which is their new high-end luxury but extremely affordable silicone sex doll torso deluxe kit, which has a head for the first time. So the thing about AeroVenus, formerly known as Love Nestle, is they just sold torsos. So, you know, and they were extremely good, like very realistic composite material. They looked and felt like the real thing, and they were extremely affordable, especially given the detail and the quality. But obviously, when you're having sex with a torso, you know, it's got the boobs, it's got the butt, it's got the, you know, it's got all the stuff, but it doesn't have a head. It doesn't have anything, you know, like when you're making sweet love to a woman, you want to look lovingly into her eyes while you're plowing her and taking her to Pound Town. And there was just nothing to look at. You know, she's had like a neck. So now they've added heads. It's a big, big step. My boy's growing up. Anyway, so this is either the Kimberly head or the Sydney head. I'm not sure because they're all hand-painted. I'm 90% sure this is the Sydney head, but it could also be the Kimberly head. They're kind of similar, and based on the paint job, it could go either way, but I'm going to go with the Sydney. It doesn't really matter. There are 6 heads available right now on AeroVenus. They're all suspiciously white, except for the Kelly head, which could be like half Asian, but they really need to get some different heads. Like the out of the 6 available heads, 3 of them are definitely white. 2 of them are like basically white but with darker skin, so vaguely Hispanic, and then there's one that's vaguely Asian. They're right out of the gate. This is basically a prototype. Now, you can't use the head for sex. It's just to go with your doll. I have the head on like a neck pillow, if you're wondering. We'll talk about that. But unfortunately, I can't really use this as like a sex toy because the mouth is completely non-functional. In fact, my big criticism for this head, and I've already talked to AeroVenus about this, the material is rock solid. So I'm going to squish her cheeks. And as you can see, there is no squish. No squish at all. Her cheeks are not squishy whatsoever. Her lips, no squish. I mean, I guess if I really push hard, she can kind of pucker a bit. Her mouth doesn't open whatsoever. Her lips are completely solid, like I'm knocking on her head. So the problem with this is it's just way too hard. And I was actually extremely excited that AeroVenus was making sex doll heads because this is not a rare thing in sex dolls. Usually when it comes to the body, they make the body soft and realistic feeling. When it comes to the head, detail is everything because the human brain and the human eye notice small details. This is where like the creepy kind of factor comes in. This is why like Michael Myers' mask is so creepy because it looks realistic, but it also doesn't. And that kind of uncanny valley effect is really pronounced. So they really emphasize realism when it comes to the face, but it comes at the expense of feeling. So the thing is, you know, the forehead should be hard, you know, but the cheeks should have a little softness to them, and the mouth should be soft. You know, the lips should be soft and kissable. Ideally, the mouth should be able to open and the oral cavity should be functional. Maybe not for sex, like you don't need to have a 6-inch cavity going all the way to the back of her throat, but at least have some type of an oral cavity for, you know, French kissing. If I want to make out with my sex doll, I should be able to do that. You can't really make out with this doll. You can kiss her lips, but her lips are super hard. So you're not really going to get very far with that. But the problem is, and this is something I've personally noticed because I have a TPE sex doll waifu, is because the material is squishy, it doesn't hold paint. Because the paint, if you have a squishy material, the paint's going to crack and peel off. So again, there's a trade-off. Do you want the head to be very realistic and you want it to hold the paint? Like, this paint isn't going to come off because the lips aren't moving. If the lips were squishy and pliable, this lip paint would probably peel right off. It would crack and peel. you know? So it's a trade-off. So I'm not really 100% sure what they can do. I was hoping they would do something, because the thing is Aerovenus, formerly Love Nestle, their torsos feel so great and they feel so good in the hands because they have like a composite material. Most sex doll torsos are just a block of TPE or a block of silicone that have like a skeleton, but they don't feel like a human. They don't feel like a body. Whereas the Aerovenus dolls, they have like, it feels like skin, and underneath the skin it feels like muscle and actually feels like a person in your hands. And I was really hoping that that technology could be used for the heads to make the cheeks softer and the lips more kissable and functional. Unfortunately not. Now, I did talk to them and they said this was a prototype. So they're just rolling these out just now. And they are exploring how they can improve the product. So they're working on it. They said that, you know, when they make one that has like upgrades, they'll send it to me. But this, they wanted to send this prototype to me because they want to build hype for their brand new Max series, which is, I mean, I'm extremely impressed. And I was worried about the price. But anyway, let's talk about the price in a minute. Let me show you the functionality. Now, again, this isn't really a sex toy on its own because the lips aren't functional. The mouth isn't functional. You basically can look at this. You could give her kisses. You can whatever. But like, it's mostly for looking at than anything. Now, I'm extremely impressed with the detail. The eyebrows look amazing. Now, these are hand painted, and it's not reflected in the price. All right, so the eyes are posable. You can move the eyes around by, you know, pushing them around with your fingers, which is pretty common with sex dolls. The eyelashes, everything looks fine. The lip color is a little bit on the brown side, but I guess they went for a more natural look. But I don't know, whatever. The big thing is the sewn-in hair. So, you know, this isn't a wig. This is sewn into the doll head. Now, this is good and bad. So the good news is this is extremely realistic. The bad thing is that, unlike a human, hair doesn't grow back when it comes to a sex doll. So you need to be very careful when it comes to brushing her hair, because if you pull any hair out of the roots, or if the hair gets frayed or damaged because like you're trying to brush it and you're trying to force it through a tangle, I recommend getting a detangling comb or just use your fingers. Run your finger through the hair, and when you run into a tangle, just kind of rub it like you're doing the whole like give me money kind of rub. Rub the tangles out with your fingers and then run your fingers through the hair. Don't use a comb and try to force it through the tangles, because if you fray the hair, it's not going to grow out and get repaired. And the thing is, with a wig, if you ruin a wig, you can just throw it away and get a new wig. If you ruin the hair that's implanted into the doll head, you can't repair that. You can cut her hair. Like if you split her ends, you could cut it shorter. Eventually, you're just gonna have to shave her head and put a wig on anyway. So just make sure you take care of her hair, because it does not repair itself. It's not going to repair itself. It's not going to regenerate. You need to take very good care of it. So again, use a detangling comb. They sell them in the black section, basically, because black people have very curly hair and their hair gets all tangled and stuff, which is why they do like afros sometimes. But you can use the like these detangling combs on a doll wig. But I also recommend just running your fingers through it. Use your fingers mostly. When you run into a tangle, you can use a detangling comb. That's my kind of warning when it comes to implanted hair. But it looks great. It looks great, and it's obviously, it increases the realism many times over. So, yeah, I mean, you see her like looking into the camera. She looks real. These heads look real. Now, let's talk about connectors. Maybe you're concerned about, okay, what TFM, can this head fit on my existing sex doll? And the answer is yes, and I can prove it. So, this is... Hold on. This is the a bolt. This is what's called a snap bolt. I'm not 100% sure what it's officially called, but they sell two kinds of bolts. Ones that screw all the way in into the head and the body, and this one screws into the body and it snaps into the head, which allows you to kind of move the head left and right without it getting loose. Okay, so this is for Celestina. This is for a WM type of doll from the dollhouse, right? Okay, so that is that bolt. Now here's the one that came with my Aerovenus head. It's made out of a different metal, and it actually has like a point of articulation. So this bolt, you can actually pivot a little bit, get a little bit more give, so it allows even more functionality. But if I take these two bolts and I line up the threading, I mean, I don't have like an official like a thing, but they're literally the same. Okay? They have the same width, which I'm pretty confident is an M80 size metric bolt. But I really like how this comes with an extra point of articulation. So you can screw this into the head and it gives you a little bit more posability in the head. And it also snaps in so you can pose the doll that way. Now it also comes with a traditional bolt that you can just screw in. So if you want to have the doll maintain its pose without any flexibility, you can use this bolt to screw it, the head directly to the body, or you could use the kind of snap-on pivot bolt, which allows you to move the head left and right. Because if you use the bolt where you just screw it in, if you try to move the head to the other side, you'll loosen the head. With this bolt, it doesn't loosen. But it, you know, if you don't want the head to move, you could use this bolt. So this bolt is more for storage. This bolt is more for usability. And it comes with both. And it's the same size as Celestina's bolts, which means this head is completely compatible with Celestina's body. Now, if you have a sex doll, but you're like thinking about getting another sex doll, you can basically refresh your sex doll by getting another head. Because you put a new head on your sex doll, it's like a brand new doll. And for the price of just the head. So, like, if you have a sex doll, but you're thinking about getting another doll, instead of getting an entirely new doll with an entirely new body, unless you want, like, a different body type, that's different. But if you have a type and you just want to, like, mix it up a bit, you can just get another head and then slap that on the body, and it's like a whole new sex doll. So, anyway, something to think about. All right, let me show you underneath the head to show you how this all works, which is, you know, as you can see, you have a pit, and this goes, the neck fits into this pit to hide the seam, and you can see where the bolt screws in. The bolt screws in right there. You can either use one bolt or whatever bolt. And actually, just to test, I'm just going to test this. This is Celestina's bolt. Just to be 100% accurate, I'm going to screw Celestina's bolt into the hole. All right, so I did it off camera because it was hard to screw it in with the gloves. But look, it screwed right in, all right? So this is not the... Now, it's a little on the loose side, but it's screwed right in, and it's perfectly functional. And this is with Celestina's bolts, which means they're completely compatible. All right, here it is with the bolt that actually came with it. Now, it's not loose. Like, the one from Celestina's head was a little jiggly. This one isn't jiggly. But as you can see, they both fit. They both fit perfectly fine. So the price of this head is $550, which sounds like a lot, but that's like the standard rate for a TPE sex doll head. Now, if you get the Max, you know, series, you know, thing where it comes with the torso and the head, it's $1,200, which is, again, very in line with what you would find in other retailers, particularly a TPE doll. So $1,200 for a torso with a head, very reasonable. And so, but if you just want to get the head to use with your existing sex doll, then that's $550. And it's you can pick the head type, you can customize all kinds of stuff. They're hand painted, but again, this is fully functional with whatever sex doll you have. So you can put this on any sex doll you want, and you have a fully functional, you know, head that can go on your sex doll. In fact, I do have an AeroVenus torso. I will put her on the AeroVenus torso, and we'll be able to check her out together. All right, so here is my Love Nestle / AeroVenus sex doll torso, and this should be compatible with the head, except you know, back when I got this, they didn't make the heads, so their torsos have the neck bolt built in, but it's fused. So I cut away the material to get to the neck bolt, and as you can see, it's filled in with some type of a hex bolt. And then the material is fused to it. So I'd have to do some serious surgery to get that bolt out of there. So unfortunately, I can't really show you how this looks on a AeroVenus / Love Nestle sex doll torso because the one I got was it, you know, it clearly has the stuff. I mean, I could put the head onto the neck, but you see what I'm talking about? Like, you have the torso, it's great, but then you have like this headless torso looking up at you. So anyway, I'll show you what it looks like on Celestina's body, since I can't show you what it looks like on the Love Nestle Aerovenus torso, because there's a bolt that's been fused to the material. And it's because, again, like, when they made this torso, they weren't thinking about adding a head to it later, because they didn't sell the heads. So they just filled it in. So anyway, so unfortunately, I can't show you what it looks like with the body, but I'll show you it on Celestina's body. But keep in mind, Celestina's body, I've had Celestina for 8 years, and she's from a different brand and whatever. They're not going to match, but I'll at least show you what it looks like, you know, when you have a body. So thank you, Aerovenus, for this great prototype. I hope that they get better. Sorry I can't show you the full kind of Monty with the body. Now, you can get the heads with the bodies for $1,200 as part of their new Max series. So unfortunately, I can't show you that because my Love Nestle torso doesn't work with the head because it's been filled in and fused to the material. But, you know, we'll see. Maybe I'll get another one in the future. Anyway, so thank you, Aerovenus, for sending me this. I do have a coupon code, so you can save money. I do recommend getting the head and the torso as a bundle. So just get the whole Max. They're $1,200. But honestly, Love Nestle / Aerovenus, they make great dolls. They feel real in the hands. They're my favorite brand when it comes to realism and value. Now that they have heads, it's really a no-brainer. You kind of need the head to kind of personify your waifu. You can't really personify your waifu when she's a headless torso. So now they have heads, you're great. You're off to the races. Now, I would love to see more variety. There's only 6 heads available at the time of this recording. So I'd like to see that improved. I'd like to see a little bit more diversity when it comes to the ethnicity. There's like 3 white girls, a vaguely Asian girl, and 2 vaguely Hispanic girls. But, you know, where are my Asian girls at? Where are my Asian girls at? I mean, you're a Chinese company. Where's all my cute Chinese girls? Anyway. So check out the coupon code, save a little bit of money. Check out everything that Aerovenus / Love Nestle make is excellent. I honestly, they're a great brand. I'm very proud to be working with them. So check them out. Save a little bit of money. You know, you see it. You see what's going on. Like, extremely good realism. Just, you know, I'd like to see softer cheeks and functional lips. And then there we go. Anyway, that's going to be it for me. This is Turd Flingy Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.